From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Kevin Frey in New York State of Politics speaks with Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, recently elected to represent New York's 19th Congressional District. Republican Molinaro claims the midterm results show Americans want leaders to work together, taking away Democrats' control of the House of Representatives. Molinaro said, and I quote, "It is our responsibility not only to provide the checks and balances and results here in Washington, but I think also to speak up when Albany acts in a way that New Yorkers don't feel is appropriate for them," end quote. New York was key for Republicans flipping the House, with four districts switching from Democrats after the votes were counted. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Diane Valden reports in the Columbia paper that officials in COPEC amended the COPEC zoning code on November 10th to regulate, and I quote, "the time, place, and manner of the operation of licensed adult-use cannabis retail dispensaries," end quote. COPEC officials previously voted to allow retail cannabis sales in the Columbia County town. Councilman Stanley Gansowski said cannabis sales should be in agricultural districts, adding that only one dairy farm remains in COPEC, and there were six when he took office several years ago. He said, and I quote, "I believe they should be on working farms. Bringing in places to sell cannabis will change the character of the town. Let the farms be able to support themselves," end quote. Empire and Langdon Farms in COPEC grow cannabis, but Ken Down, attorney for the town's planning and zoning boards, said according to town code, and I quote, "you can't do retail in an RU, agricultural and rural residential district," end quote, and that state law prohibits farms from retail sales. Down said, and I quote, "you cannot raise and sell on the same property," end quote. Instead, council members voted 4-0, with Gansowski abstaining, to restrict cannabis sales to these locations. Hamlet Business, HB, located in Carrieville around the County Route 7, Carrieville Road, Route 23 intersection, and a section of Route 23 east and west of the intersection, West COPEC around County Route 7 and 7A Triangle area, COPEC along Main and Church Streets, and in COPEC Falls along a section of State Route 344. Highway Business, HW-B, located on County Route 7A, north and south of the COPEC Hamlet, sections of Route 22 from the COPEC Veterinary Hospital to Route 344 and further north from approximately Yonderview Road north to the old Rojan School. Mixed Use, MU, located in the vicinity of the Rojan Library and in the area of the Catamount on Route 23. Cannabis sales are expected to begin in New York before the end of the year, and there are currently no applications for dispensaries before the COPEC Planning Board, although there were some earlier inquiries. Read more about this story in the Columbia paper. WNYT reports on the state announcement of the first 36 cannabis dispensary licenses in New York announced on November 21st. Tremaine Wright, the chair of the Cannabis Control Board, said, and I quote, "this is a monumental moment, and it represents the last leg of the cannabis supply chain that requires licensure," end quote. But none of the retail locations just announced are in the Hudson Valley. A court ruling earlier this month delayed the board from approving dispensaries in the Hudson Valley because of a legal dispute over licensing criteria. So cannabis sales expected to begin before the end of the year may not start then locally. New York legalized recreational use of cannabis in March 2021, but has been building the infrastructure and laws for retail sales since then. And you can read more about this story at the WNYT website. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.